to My Journey of Faith Radio with your host, Vicki Petz Henderson, physician, writer, speaker, encourager, and lover of God's Word. My Journey of Faith is a place to inspire, equip, and encourage women in their personal walks with Christ. Here's your host, Vicki Petz Henderson.
Welcome to My Journey of Faith Radio. I am so excited for you to listen in this afternoon. I have with me Carissa Hartage, and we have already had a season of revival right here before we started the podcast. We spoke for about a half an hour, and I just feel like both of us have shared what the Lord's doing in our lives and just feeling the power of the Holy Spirit. So I hope that spills over into each and every one of you listening today, and that you can just know the hope that lives in us and know the joy that we are called to live out following Christ and taking up our cross every day. So welcome, Carissa.
Thank you. I'm so excited to talk to you right now. I can't even tell you.
Well, just tell us, first of all, your position with My Journey of Faith.
Okay. I am the president of My Journey of Faith. My mother-in-law is actually the founder, Sandra Hartage. And we've talked at length in the past about how unusual it is, but what an incredible privilege it is to be able to serve in ministry beside my mother-in-law. And she has served as my spiritual mentor for quite a few years and helped me to just grow and understand grace in ways that I never really thought that I could, and has really helped me to become the person that I am. And so I've kind of walked in alongside her with My Journey of Faith, and I started as the magazine editor, and now have handed that over to my dear friend April McCullough, who's taking that on, and it's kind of taken a life of itself. I don't know if you've seen any of the recent.
Yes, she's so talented.
It is incredible. It's really been cool. But so now I've kind of stepped out of that world and have stepped up to, I feel silly saying it, but I guess president is the only.
Madam President.
Yeah, right.
Well, and the reason that I invited you to come on the podcast today was to talk about Encourage Weekend. Is that what it's going to be called again?
Yeah, it's Encourage Women's Retreat. Yes. Yes.
And we had such a rich, rich time last year, and I know it's going to be awesome again this year.
So good. You got to be the keynote for me last year on Friday night, and just kind of talk about unwrapping the joy of Jesus and his work in our lives. And on this Friday, Jill McSheehy is going to be our teacher. And I'm so excited. You got a sneak peek from what you just told me.
I did. I got a few tidbits, and y'all are in for a real treat.
And I am so excited. When she mentioned what she said, what she's thinking about talking about, it just, we are such, she doesn't even know how kindred spirits we are, because I was like, that's it. That's it. I'm so excited. That's it. So I can't wait to hear what she's going to share.
And so the retreat will be at the same location as last time?
On April 21st and 22nd, it's at Spring Lake. It's Spring Lake Retreat Center, and it's in Lonsdale on Highway 70 between Splint County and Hot Springs.
And so would people go to check it out, to register?
To register, they'll go to myjourneyoffaith.com, and there's a place where you can hit a drop-down menu that says Ministries. And if you click on there, it'll drop down, and there's a little retreat box you can click, and you can register.
And the cost, are we able to keep the cost down again this year?
Yeah, the cost is $40. I wanted it to be free from the get-go, from our very first one, and everybody laughed in my face when I said that, because they're like, Carissa, we have operating costs. So in my heart, I wanted it to be free, but that's not realistic. Everybody said I was unrealistic. And so it's $40. That includes a snack on Friday night, a lunch on Saturday, your lodging, and all the materials that are going to be given to you as well.
Awesome. Well, that is quite a bargain for $40 to get to go somewhere and spend the night and be encouraged and fed all of this wonderful material. Is there a theme this year?
There is. So this year, you know, our big thing at My Journey of Faith, our mission want to encourage women to use their stories and their journeys of faith, the process, as you and I were speaking about earlier. Our faith is about the process, it's about the journey, because we are not fully transformed until we see Jesus Christ. And so the transformation process is, there's so much power and richness in that, and gospel in that. And so it's, My Journey of Faith really wants to push women to know their journey and look at their journey deeply and use their journey to encourage other women and to share the gospel. And I believe that's what Jesus, when he prays in the Garden of Gethsemane before he goes to the cross, he prays for us, and he prays for unity, and he prays for oneness. And because we are narrative people and we are storytelling people, I believe that our stories help unify us and help bring that oneness. And so it's a huge passion of mine and of My Journey of Faith. And so what we're doing for the retreat this year is we're encouraging women to, once again, dig into their journey, to dig into their story, if you will. And the theme is finding freedom in it. Where are there areas that you need freedom? Or how can you praise Jesus for the freedom that you have and use it to share the gospel with others? And so freedom is our big theme this year.
That's awesome. And I actually met with Jill this morning, and we were discussing a lot about the stories and how powerful that is, and how Jesus used stories. He told parables, and he used stories to illustrate his point. And the book that I'm currently trying to get published is telling my story, which is a rather unique story, but not for the purpose for you to see what I've done or what happened to me, but for you to connect your emotions with my emotions through my story. Because what I have learned is, when you're going through something, you may not be going through the same thing, but many times the emotions are the same when you're struggling. And so people connect through those stories. And another thing you mentioned, I think, that's so interesting is that term process, because I don't know about you, and I'm a lot older, but when I was younger, I would see someone that I thought was spiritually mature, and they had it all together. And, you know, first of all, that's an illusion.
Yeah.
But it is such a process. And there have been seasons in my life where I have had very rapid spiritual growth, followed by spiritual decay, followed by slow seasons of toil for spiritual growth. And it is a process, and it's a process that's not a linear process.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's up, it's down, it's success and it's failure. It's ugly and messy, usually. Mm-hmm. It's almost always messy.
It is.
I rarely see the process not be messy. And I think that if we can come to a place where we can look at our lives, and especially when Jesus gets involved, and know that it's okay for there to be messy parts, for it to look messy, that in itself brings freedom. Because so many of us are trained, especially in the world of selfies and photoshopping, and we're trained to have this perfect appearance, have this perfect presentation of who we are. And it's just not real. And I think that part of the bondage that women are in right now is believing that they have to have it all together, and they have to be completely there at that end point. And you miss so much of who God is and how he works and the goodness of who he is when you rush through the process. Because he is in the process. That's where he is. And I don't want any woman that I know to miss that, because you never really know God, and you never really know who God is until you know who God is in your story, in your life. There's a quote that I love, and I believe it's from John Calvin. And he says, to know God is to know yourself. And I agree. I think that's correct. I think that the more we know ourselves, the more we see God at work in us, and the more real he becomes to us. And that's what we want to do with Encourage Retreat.
And that takes courage. And I also think it takes community. Because sometimes when we look in the mirror, we don't really see what other people see.
That's right.
And so I think it takes courage, and it takes community, and those are things that are lacking in the body of Christ today in many ways.
And we hope to change that. Mm-hmm. We hope to put women in a situation because, you know, the format of our founding verse for My Journey of Faith, which is kind of what I was mentioning before, is encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, and it's Hebrews 3:13. But the format of the retreat is built from Revelation 12:11, which talks about the tribulation that the church goes through, and it speaks to the fact that it overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And that's how the church overcomes tribulation and suffering and struggle. And so we wanted to really make a picture of that, create a picture of that with the retreat. And so Friday night is really centered around the blood of the Lamb, the gospel of Jesus, the foundation that we stand on, and the reason why our story has meaning and purpose at all. And so we're going to really focus in and zero in on who he is and how amazing he is and on our salvation. And he's it. He's the foundation. And then on Saturday, we're going to really zero in on the word of our testimony. And so we're going to really push women in a safe place, in a place where they are, it's confidential, it's safe, it's for them, it's for them. We are for them, and this is for them, to be brave and to have courage and to do these things in a place where they can get practice, they can get equipping, and they can do it in safety, so that when it comes time to go out, it's not as scary. You know, it's not as scary to share for the first time. It's scary to be real. You know, it's scary to be authentic in this world that we live in. And so we want to show women the power of authenticity in community in a safe environment so that when they go out, they'll want to do it. You know, there's another quote that I love by Philip Yancey, and it says, "We would in fact know nothing about Jesus except for the traces that he left in human beings." And so we are the walking, talking gospel to people, and we are in a season now where times are changing, and we've got to live out authentically who we are, because people aren't buying what we're selling if we don't. That's what I believe.
That is so true. Well, can you give us a little sneak peek about who the other speakers are, or the worship leaders, or the topics, or I'm dying to know more?
Yes. So, opening up on Friday is my dear friend, April McCullough, who I said before is the magazine editor, and her story is, she will agree, very messy, but it is so full of grace and mercy and Jesus. I can't even tell you. And she's one of those people that when you look at her, she's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
She just looks, her story is not what she looks like. And I have a passion for that because my story is also not what I look like. And so you definitely can't judge a book by the cover.
And I would agree that my story is not what I look like either.
That's right. Up well, but there's a saying about lipstick and a pig, and sometimes I feel like that's my life. So April's going to share her testimony, and Jill McSheehy, who we mentioned previously, is going to speak. And then on Saturday, my dear friend Amy Mason, she is deeply involved with the Arkansas Southern Baptist Convention and is so missional. I love her so much, but she has a heart for authenticity as well, and helping women just to live authentic lives, to build unity and community among the church. We want to be the people that in Acts, Jill McSheehy just wrote a book about Acts, and it's one of my favorite books because, you know, people in Acts saw believers and they wanted what they had because of the way the believers interacted with each other. And that's our passion. That's what we want. And we believe that knowing your story and being ready to share it authentically and just being real is the way to do it. And so, along with Jesus Christ. And so, she and I are going to do just talk about that, about what that looks like and why it matters. And then my dear friend Sarah Herringer from Jonesboro is going to share her personal testimony. Again, very beautiful, beautiful woman, one of my best friends in the world. She's been on the podcast a few times in the past and has written several articles for My Journey of Faith, and she's going to speak and share her story. And then Becky Wallace, who is a dear friend of mine, she just recently lost her son, and she's going to share how God has shown himself in freeing her, even in the loss. And it's such a beautiful and incredible story.
Well, and that's fresh, because that didn't happen very long ago.
It is fresh, but what's so neat is I can't wait for people to see how early on God was preparing her and was showing up and still continues to show up.
Well, let me just share this with you real quick, because this kind of goes back to the retreat. I met Becky at the retreat last year.
Yes.
And I had never met her before. And she and I had a very long conversation about the message that I shared and the situation that she was in at that time, which is not, this had not happened until just recently. And and I think she really made some decisions that day at the retreat. I do. I believe that with all my heart. I know it made me cry when you were talking about it because, you know, I had spoken about being thankful for your circumstances. And she said, she told me what she was struggling with her son, and she said, I never looked at it like that, but now I'm going to. And I do believe, now that you have shared that, that that is a way that the Lord prepared her to have to go through the hardest road that any parent could ever imagine going through.
That's right. And that's what I want women to see, is that God is always at work. He is the author of our stories. He's the author of our lives. And we can't be afraid to look at the hard parts and to look at the parts that we maybe don't want to write down on paper or we don't want to look at. We can't be afraid to do that, because when we truly look at it, because God is the author of our story, we see Him. And that's what it's about. Why would you ever want to suffer and go through these hard things and not have purpose behind it? Have it be purposeless and meaningless? And that is not God's intention. He always gives purpose and He always gives meaning to our suffering and our hard times. And one way that we can fulfill that is by standing up and being real with someone else and saying, I understand where you're coming from, or thank you for sharing that. You have no idea how that has impacted me, or I'm going through the same thing. And that's what you saw with Becky, is that your story resonated with her in a way that changed the way she viewed her life circumstances. And that's the purpose. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead with the rest of the speakers, but I just had to share that with you because I thought that is fruit from the conference last year. It is.
I'm telling you, it's scary. When you tell people what the conference is about, it's scary.
You're in enemy territory. You're in enemy territory.
Right.
When you start talking about freeing people from their past, from their sin, from their whatever, you are in enemy territory. You have a bullseye painted on your back.
And the first thing that people want to do is what we're all taught to do, which is, oh, no. I'm not letting people see that mess. I'm not sharing that. No way. There is the most powerful part of the retreat that people have told me about over and over and over again is their small group time, where people get to talk to each other about their stories. I mean, there are women who still talk to each other that were strangers walking onto Spring Lake. They had never seen each other before, and now they still talk to each other.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they impacted each other so strongly by taking the mask off and just being real. Everybody's broken. And if you say you're not, then you don't know Jesus. Because when you look at the cross, your brokenness becomes very, very, very prevalent.
Yes, and that's so powerful because, you know, I'm thinking about a conversation that I had. A dear friend of mine and I are going to celebrate recovery together. And we were discussing it last night, how we sit down and you have to do this spiritual inventory. And so we sit down and we write out all these things, these answers to the questions. And it's meaningful. You know, it is. It's meaningful. But man, when you get in your small group and you speak it, what you wrote, you already wrote it. You've already done this exercise. You've already dealt with it, you know. But when you speak the word of your testimony out loud in front of another person, The power in that has been shocking to me. I can't even put my finger on it, what it is, but my own words mean more to me when I speak them out loud.
I believe that if you know Jesus Christ and you're speaking those words out loud, it's saturated with His grace. Because how are you sitting in that room functioning as a human being but for Jesus?
Amen.
That's the gospel in our story. That's the power. Because anytime you bring Jesus into the picture and He's getting the glory, He's bringing the power with Him. You know, that saying, the power, the same power that raised Jesus from the grave is in you. And that's what's coming out when you share what He's done for you and what you've survived and lived through. It's incredible. It's incredible.
It is. That is so true. Well, anybody else on the lineup that we missed?
So Vince, well, me. But I don't really count, Miss.
Oh, you absolutely count, Miss. Yeah. I'm fixing to have a degree in seminary, and I have my counselor, and with a powerful story.
Me, but I'm on there, and my amazing mother-in-law, Sandra, is going to give a communion message on Friday night that is going to be just so beautiful and powerful. And the main thing that I love the stories, and I love the women, and these are some really incredible, brave women, most of them who are sharing their personal testimonies for the first time as speakers to a large group, and that in itself is terrifying. I mean, you just did it last year, that's it's a whole different ballgame from teaching than telling your life. That's scary. And so I'm so proud of them and so excited to hear what they have to share. But I really am eager for these women to experience real, authentic community with other women. That's what changed my life. Going to a women's Bible study, small group study for the first time, doing Breaking Free by Beth Moore, being real and having real Jesus-saturated conversations with women about real things that we are struggling through that are hard. That instilled my passion and my love, number one, for Jesus' word, God's word, and number two, to do this, set the foundation for this, to help women find community and to unify the body, and it's just an incredibly beautiful thing. And so that's probably what I want the most, my heart of hearts, is that women will come to experience that. Because I think that when they leave, that's what they leave with. It's just that, wow. It's like it's like water to our soul. Women love that kind of stuff.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And that just blesses me now. I'm just still thinking about Becky and what a blessing that is to come back to me even a year later. And you mentioned Breaking Free. I have to tell you my Breaking Free story. It was not my first Bible study. I started with Beth Moore Bible Studies, though, and it really changed my life. The first Bible study I actually did was Henry Blackaby, Experiencing God.
Yeah.
But then I started doing the Beth Moore Studies and really developed a passion for His Word through that. But when I got to Breaking Free and I finished the book, I went, wait a minute, I didn't get it. And I went back and did the study two more times.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm not telling you I even got it then, but I'm just telling you that was such a powerful study. I felt like I needed to do it again and again. Isn't that crazy?
I'm telling you, it was the first step to my recovery, honestly. My own story is very, very messy. I was a perfectionist turned rebellious child. It's very ugly and very messy and, you know, involved, as most people, with me being hurt and me hurting myself. And doing that study and just being in a Bible study with other women who I thought all Christian women were perfect. I mean, honestly, that's what I was taught that you were supposed to be. And so when I sat in a room of women who loved Jesus Christ, like loved Him, and they were not perfect, and doing a study that helped me to see grace in my own struggle and mess, that's freedom. I mean, it's so incredible. And I want to carry that to the retreat. I want women to experience that. I just wish I could bottle my feelings that I have.
You cannot.
They're
flowing over. You cannot. Well, you know, you mentioned that about just not, you know, thinking that everyone else had it together. And I remember that same thing. I remember I would sit in church for years and years and years and think, I'm not like them.
Yes.
I'm not like them because they've got it all together and I don't, and I'm just not like other people. And then when I began to realize, yeah, I am so much like them. And that is when the Lord called me to teach Sunday school. And I taught adult women. I've taught a very unique class of adult women for about 10 years.
Wow.
And I told them, the reason I am here to teach you is to tell you, I don't care what you've done. I've done something worse.
Yeah.
And I do not have it all together. And that's why I'm your Sunday school teacher. Because if you look at someone that has it all together, you cannot relate to them.
That's right. It sets you up to fail, is what it does. And it's so funny you say that, because any person that has that, I do in my home Bible studies. I'm passionate about in-home Bible. There's nothing like sitting on a couch with a bunch of women, you know, and talking about Jesus. And I always begin every one of my Bible studies with my story, because they need to know who their leader is, and that I am, it's not me, it's Jesus. Mm-hmm. Period. End of sentence. If it was me, I would destroy it all. I would make a huge mess. It would be a flop. And they need to see who I really am, that I'm not perfect. I've never been perfect. I'm actually the far opposite from perfect. And it is only, the only good in me is Jesus Christ and what he's done in my life. And if they can see that and take that with them and know that it is Jesus who does the transformation, it is Jesus who is my life and my breath. It is Jesus who heals my wounds and makes me sane and, you know, restores everything in me and restores my soul and forgives my sin. If they can see that, I've done my job. That's all I have to do. I don't have to do anything else. And that begins, I believe, with being real and being authentic first.
Well, I am so excited about the retreat. It sounds like you've got some wonderful speakers. I'm going to share one more thing with you before we close. Amy Mason.
Yes.
Was my student when I was a gymnastics coach.
I think she told me this.
Oh, it's a small world.
She's so amazing.
It is.
She's amazing. I'm so excited. Last year's speakers, I was a little worried because I didn't think I could top last year. Everybody was so amazing, and everybody got, nobody knew what anybody else was thinking about.
Oh, that was neat.
And God really orchestrated a whole picture that I could never have come up with by telling you guys what to say. And so that was incredible in itself.
That was mind-blowing.
It really was. Even from the you opening with the gift, unwrapping the gift of joy, and then my friend Carla Covert, who shared her testimony, and she brought a gift in with her. And just really
that was wrapped ugly.
It was so awesome. It was unbelievable. And so this year, I'm so honored. Gave us again incredible women with incredible stories, and I can't wait to see. I know he's going to do the same thing. I can't wait to see what we've got in store. I'm so this is the joy of my year now. I'm so excited, and I have to say this year, real quick, has been so incredible because my dear friend Carla Covert, who shared her testimony last year, has now stepped up and walked alongside us and is doing all my event planning.
Oh, yay.
And so it has been the neatest experience to watch women operate in their gifting, which is something that we find in our story. Our stories and our journeys and our process opens up our gifting to us and helps us to see patterns where we've kind of operated in certain ways, and that pulls out our gifting and our purpose. And so watching as Carla went through all of that, shared her story, shared her testimony, and now is fully operating in her gifting, it is just, it's number one, taking a lot of pressure off of me and really made this a joyful process for me. But it is so awesome to watch as women just settle in where God has designed them to be and just rock it in amazing ways, because she sure is. So I had to give her a shout out. She's really been incredible.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I hope our leaders have a tenth of the enthusiasm and excitement that you have and that I have about this.
Too.
And I hope that I hope they've benefited from it, because I am incredibly blessed to have spent the last hour with you.
Thank you
so much for being my guest today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.